early Oregon history gives you a tip. You may have a drinking problem if, when you're on an expedition with some friends and colleagues and you run out of regular whiskey, and the naturalist in your expedition has pickled a whole bunch of dead lizards and stuff and a little keg of whiskey to take back to Philadelphia and study. If you drink the whiskey and leave the lizards, you may be an alcoholic. This actually happened in the 1830s on Sovie Island in Oregon, and I'll tell you the story about it here in just a minute. I'm Finn J.D. John, and you're listening to me reading you an archive column from the weekly newspaper column I write, Offbeat Oregon History. So I do this every weekday morning. Of course, if you subscribe to the podcast, you already know that. If you're not subscribed and want more information about it, it's free, of course. Stay tuned or see offbeatoregon.com. Today's column was first published on April 2nd, 2009, a long time ago, actually, under the headline, Hungry, Thirsty Colleagues Thwart Early Oregon Naturalist Townsend. Actually, I think this one was published before that in the Democrat Herald in Albany, like in late 2008. It's an oldie. It goes a little like this. From the depths of early Oregon history comes a surefire way of determining if you have a drinking problem. Let's say you're on an expedition with a naturalist who's caught a bunch of snakes, lizards, and newts and preserved the lot in a small keg of whiskey. If you, while he's off scrounging for more specimens, strain off the dead reptiles and guzzle the whiskey, well, you might have a drinking problem. This actually happened to one of history's most famous naturalists, and one of its most articulate ones at that, John K. Townsend, who came to the Oregon Territories from Philadelphia with the trading party led by Nathaniel Wyeth in the early 1830s. Wyeth's plan was to establish a trading post, Fort Williams, on Sovie Island. It was a direct frontal challenge to the British Hudson Bay Company, which had its central trading post just 8 minutes away, 8 miles away rather, in Vancouver for years. This did not go well. The local Native American tribes, at the recommendation of the British, refused to trade. The salmon run had already run on upstream and gone, and people at Fort Williams were starting to get really hungry. Wyeth himself scarfed down a lamprey eel, which made him very sick indeed. Townsend, having shotgunned down an unknown local owl to preserve it as a specimen to be studied, was appalled to discover when he later returned that a fellow naturalist, Thomas Nuttall, was dining on it. Nuttall ought to have known better, and almost certainly did, but you know, hunger is pitiless. But perhaps the worst sacrifice of scientific knowledge to the human digestive system in all of Oregon history had nothing to do with hunger. It was, as you've no doubt guessed, more related to thirst. You see, Townsend was off doing his naturalist thing one day. He had caught a substantial collection of snakes, lizards, and a particularly interesting sort of newt, and had preserved them all in a small container of whiskey to bring back to Philly. Meanwhile, the fort's tailor, a man whose name I have not been able to learn, but whose reputation for alcohol-fueled rages was already well established, got hold of the container. He strained off the dead snakes and lizards and proceeded to fire his boilers with the whiskey, which could not possibly have tasted even remotely tolerable. I mean, you know what happens to fruit that's left to soak in strong liquor, right? Now imagine that jungle juice full of shotgun garter snakes and drowned salamanders. Yummy. Townsend was furious. Months of work had been ruined, and he never did find another specimen of that newt. For all we know today, it may have died out before it could be rediscovered. Today there's a Townsend's chipmunk, there's a Townsend's warbler, but if anybody's found a Townsend's newt, nobody's found it yet. As a side note, probably the most famous Townsend's animal is the Townsend's vole, which is a really destructive little mousy-looking thing that people in the Willamette Valley, farmers in particular, know pretty well. The tailor, though, came to a bad end, as people with that sort of alcohol problem sometimes do. The post's gunsmith, Thomas Hubbard, had taken up with a native girl whom the tailor fancied. One night, in an alcohol-fueled jealous rage, the tailor took a knife and gun to Hubbard's room to exact a terrible vengeance. Hubbard neatly turned the tables by whisking a pistol out from under his pillow and dropping the tailor dead in his tracks. At trial, Hubbard's action was pronounced justifiable homicide. Under the circumstances, perhaps this wasn't especially surprising, particularly considering who the presiding judge was. It was the Honorable John K. Townsend. That's it for today. You've been listening to an archive column from the Offbeat Oregon History newspaper column. If you'd like more, there are a couple dozen of these audio columns on iTunes, and they'll pop right up if you do a search for Oregon under podcasts. while you're there, if you do me a favor, write a quick review of the podcast. That would be wonderful. Little podcasts like this get noticed by being reviewed by listeners. There are also hundreds of columns in text and pictures form going back to 2008 on the website at offbeatoregon.com, which is also where you'll find the sources for this story and the printed version of it. They're more or less arranged by date, so it'll be easy to find. On the website, you can also subscribe to this podcast or its text equivalent, so they'll be delivered automatically straight to your smartphone via RSS. And you'll find links to the Offbeat Oregon Facebook page and Twitter feed, so you can join the conversation. All the columns are covered under Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license. Details, offbeatoregon.com/cc. If you're ever up in Corvallis, drop me a line. I love geeking out with fellow history buffs, especially over good coffee or Irish stout. I'm at finn@offbeatoregon.com, or if you do Twitter, @offbeatoregon. And finally, my book's coming out on June 5th. Very excited about it. If you like this column, I think that you're going to like it. I hope that you'll check it out. It's titled Wicked Portland, The Wild and Lusty Underworld of a Frontier Seaport Town. Your local library will probably have a copy, and if they don't, you might suggest that they get one. And let me know what you think. That's all I got for you today. So thanks for listening, and have a great day.